We're up to Daf Chavav Amud Beis, counting down about six lines, Rava Amar. But in this case, we'll need a little bit of Akadama to review the basic points of last year, which started on Chavav Amud Aleph at the very bottom of the Amud, because this Sugya of Rava is a Hemshech of the Sugya of Abaye. And the Sugya of Abaye is an analysis of two brisos. One brisa is the brisa of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and the other brisa is the brisa of Tana d'Bei Rabbi Shmuel. And Abaye is going to see if he can make an equation between the two brisos. So by way of introduction, again a little bit of a review of what we discussed in the last year, so we get our feet on the ground, is that with regard to Kabbalah's Tuma in the case of Begadim, that a Begad is Mekabel Tuma, we can talk about two different issues, two different categories. One category is what we call Tumas Negoim. So again, our subject is Tuma in Begadim, but Tuma in Begadim will subdivide, if you have a flowchart, into two different subcategories. A beged could be makabel tuma under the law of tumas negoim. It's a kind of tzaras. You know, we have tzaras aguf, we have tzaras in the batim, we also have tzaras in begadim. The begadim manifest certain strange behavior, certain strange colors, and so forth. That's called nega tzaras in begadim, in a beged. And that category is derived from the parsha of Nigei Begadim, which is in Vayikra Yud Gimel. Some of that parsha we'll be seeing today, Mirtz Hashem. And then we have another category. A Beged is Mekabel Tuma. If Tuma comes in contact with a Beged, let's say, for example, a Sheretz falls on a Beged, that Beged is Mekabel Tuma. Again, the Beged itself has no Negoim in it. It's a regular, healthy Beged. It doesn't look any different than any other beged, but the sheretz, which is avatuma, fell onto a beged, and an avatuma is mitame begodin. Right? It's mitame kelim, it's mitame odom, it's mitame mashkim and ochlin. So that's the case of sheretz, and that's the parasha of tuma sheretz. The parasha of tuma sheretz is also in Vayikra, but not in Perek Yud Gimel, but rather back in Perek Yud Aleph. And there it says, Kol Asher Yipola Lov Mehem, referring to Shrotzim, Mikol Kliyetz, Obeged. So Obeged is mentioned as far as Sheretz is concerned too. And we have the parasha, special parasha of Nigei Begadim in Vayikra Yud Gimel. So we have now two brisos, as we indicated before. And the subject of this brisa is the minimum shear of a beged for Kabbalah's Tuma, and that is a cloth that has the size of Gimel al Gimel Etzbos. And the real source for that is a Mishnah at the end of Masechta Kelim. And the Gemara later on here in Masechta Shabbos is going to discuss this concept of a shear beged. Now, the shear beged, the smallest minimum shear for a beged to be considered a beged, and then we'll see relevant to what din, because we have two different categories, two different dinim, is either shalosh al shalosh or shlosha al shlosha. Now, those sound identical, but they're radically different. Shalosh al shalosh is a much smaller shear than shlosh al shlosha. Shalosh al shalosh is shalosh etzbos on shalosh etzbos. And the Gemara later on, Adaf Mem Zayin, is going to establish that a cloth of that small size of shalosh al shalosh, which you and I might use for a patch if you had a rip on your slacks, that's meaningful, that's chashuv for an ani, for a poor person. Then we have the ashirim, the rich people. For them we need a shir yosa gadol. we need what's called shlosha al shlosha, not shlosh al shlosh, which is in feminine, that's referring to etzbaos, and etzba is a feminine word, but rather shlosha al shlosha tfachim, which is obviously a much larger, more significant size of a beged. Now, if you see a brisa that says that an orig, which means a cloth of shalosh al shalosh, which is the smallest shear, that's the etzbos, is mitame, then according to Rashi, in all likelihood, we have to assume that that brisa is referring to an ani. Because for an usher, you would need a larger shear of an orig, which is shalosh al shalosha. However, that's Rashi's shita, because Tosus is going to disagree with Rashi. We won't get that today, probably, but later on Amud Beis, Rashi, Tosus is going to assume that when we have a ribui of from a pasuk that orig, even shalosh al shalosh is metame, the smallest shear, we're not going to make any distinction whether that beged is in the possession of an ani or an ashir. And therefore, we're going to have to reinterpret any brisa that distinguishes between, you know, shalosh al shalosh and shlosh al shlosh, between aniyim and ashirim. We're going to have to reinterpret that has to do with a different kind of tumah, which is called tumas medrash. In any event, we should keep in mind that this shear of shalosh al shalosh etzbos is referring to a small piece of cloth, as we say, it's very small, that was cut out of a larger beged, so it already had a shame beged to it. Or, alternatively, we're talking about the beginning of the process of making a beged, and so far, all he's woven is a shear of shalosh al shalosh, which is only ma'at, but his kavana is to complete this with a larger beged. And in a case where somebody weaves something and he doesn't have any intention to weave beyond that, then Tosus has a shita, which again has to be studied enough for now, that in such a case the orig is metame, is mekabel tumas maga, even in a kosher, because he has no intention to complete it beyond that. But in general, when we talk about the shear of shalosh al shalosh etzbos, it's either that he cut out a piece from a larger beged, or he's in the beginning of the process of weaving a beged, which he intends to weave way beyond that. Now, the brisa here that we start with is the brisa of Shimon ben Elazar, which is quoted here in the last two lines on Chavav Amud Aleph. We touched on it last time when we studied the shita of Abai. Now we're going to review this a little bit. And Rav Shimon Elazar speaks about Kabbalah's Tumah in the case of an Orig of Sholosh al Sholosh. And he basically sets up the following categorization. There are two types of Orig. One of them has this minimum shear, and it's mekabel tumah with shalosh al shalosh. The other category is not mekabel tumah at all, period. That's Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Again, we'll soon see that we'll have machlokas Abai v'Rava, but that's about Rabbi Shmuel. We're now focusing on Reb Shimon ben Elazar. And he clearly holds that we have a category which is called Kol Hayotze Min Ha'etz. Rashi gives two examples here. Yotze Min Ha'etz, he has Kanvus, he has Tzemer Geffen. Okay, we'll talk about cotton. Let's say cotton is called the Yotze Min Ha'etz. Something that's Yotze Min Ha'etz, and you weave it, like, for example, many people have tzitzis on a beged that's made of cotton. Well, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, such a beged is not mekabel tumah. Very interesting. It's not mekabel tumah. because it's Hayotzim and Eitz. Again, the language of the Brisa of Shimon Ben Elazar is very problematic because he says, Ein bo mishum sholosh al sholosh. You know, he's just telling you that this, the shear of sholosh al sholosh is not relevant to a cotton garment, but he's not telling you more than that, meaning he should have gone a little bit beyond that. He should have clarified that in the case of a cotton garment, it's not makabel tumah at all. But in any event, that's really what Rav Shimon Elazar is saying. Now, Yotzim and Eitz, he tells us, is mesachichim bo, that if you don't make it into a kli, you could use it for schach. And the exception is pishtan, which even though it's a derivative from eitz, nevertheless, you cannot use it for... you can't use it for schach. Now, again, I don't want to get too far off on a tangent, especially since we covered this in the last year, but let's just mention that in the case of pishtan, if you were to weave it into a cloth, and we said that the shear of tumah for Kabbal's tumah in Begadim is going to be Sholosh al Sholosh et Bosav, then you would not be able to use that Sholosh al Sholosh for Schach, even if he didn't make it into a Kli, or he hasn't yet woven into a Beged. But once it's considered a Beged, as far as Kabbalah's Tumas Negoim is concerned, and that's because it has a shear of Sholosh al Sholosh, that ipso facto disqualifies it for use as schach. And that is going to be a sugya later on, which is called Onin Shel Pishtan, which is Mekabel Tumas Negoim, and it's Posel L'schach. So let's, you know, put that in the back of our memory banks and see if we can think about that later on, the relationship between something that's makabel tumas negoyim, and therefore ipso facto, it is disqualified for schach. But again, we're not learning that sugya of schach right now, so let's put that on the side. Now, as we turn to Yud Al Chafav Amud Beis, we say the following. That, just one second, Abai is saying that Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that Kol Hayotze Min HaEitz, again, we're leaving out Pishtan for a moment, but we're talking about, let's say, cotton, like we said before. According to Abaye, Rav Shimon Elazar is telling us that no matter what the size of this beged is, it's not makabel tumah. Why? Because it's not semer upishtan. And the language of Abai here on the top of Chavav Amud Beis is Rav Shimon Elazar v'tanad bei Rabbi Shmuel amru davar echad. What that means is that Abai is identifying Rav Shimon ben Elazar with the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Now, we're going to have a problem here according to Rava's interpretation of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, but as far as Rabbi Shmuel is concerned, Rabbi Shmuel is going to derive from, let's call it a prat uklal, right? And instead of calling it a prat uklal, maybe we should call it a klal uprat. That would make more sense, right? That if you have a klal and then a prat, we have a principle of ein bichlal ol masha befrat. And to make a long story short, as we'll read Rabbi Shmuel inside, Rabbi Shmuel is pointing out that based on this klal uprat, we're going to establish that whenever the Torah says beged, it's referring to tzemer upishtan. And that's going to have tremendous ramifications, but as far as tumas begadim are concerned, what it means is that a so-called beged in our language, which is made up of any fiber, any material other than tzemru pishtan, is simply not a beged. We call it a beged, but it's really not a beged as far as tumas begadim is concerned. And again, it wouldn't make any difference what size these begadim are. You know, arig, any kind of cloth, no matter what size the cloth is, if it's made from any other beged other than tzemru pishtan, it's not included in the shem beged, and it's not included in tumas negoyim. Now again, I'm emphasizing tumas negoyim here. I'm not talking about contact between a sheretz and a beged of shar begadim, of shar minim, other than tzemer pishtin. We'll talk about that, God willing, in a few minutes. But right now, we'll focus on tumas negoyim. And as far as tumas negoyim is concerned, undeniably, Rabbi Shmuel excludes all begadim other than tzemer pishtan for tumas negoyim. So no matter what the size of your beged is, if it's not made of tzemer pishtan, then it's not included in tumas negoyim. Abai's chiddush is that's how he wants to read Rabbi Shimon. Right? Rabbi Shimon said that hayotzi min ha'etz, let's call it shar begadim. All right, we'll give an example, as we said before, tzemer gefen, is ein bo mishum shalosh al shalosh. It sounds like, and this is going to be Rava's take on it, as we'll soon see, that the smaller beged, the smaller arig cloth of shalosh al shalosh, which is esbos, that's a chiddush that's limited to tzemer upishtin, but doesn't apply to other begadim of sharminim. However, if you have a larger shear of a beged, namely shlosha al shlosha, which is tfachim, then even shar begadim would be mekabel too. But that's going to be Rava. But let's talk about Abaye. Abaye identifies Rav Shim ben Elazar with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, again, as I said before, clearly excludes other minim from tumas begadim, from nigei begadim, because nigei begadim no heges, tumas nigei begadim no heges, according to Rabbi Shmuel, only in a beged that's made of either tzemer or pishtan, nothing else. And now Abaye is reading Rabbi Shimon Elazar in the same way. Again, we're going to have a problem here. How Abaye is going to read the words of Rav Shimon Elazar? Because in the words of Rav Shimon Elazar, he seems to indicate that there's no shear of shalosh al shalosh, but there would be a shear of shlosh al shlosha. So let's just read the Gemara now. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, v'tonu debei Rabbi Yishmael, omru davar echad. This is Abaye. Rav Shimon Elazar hada moron. Right, we quoted the Brisa here on Amud Aleph that kol yeyutzim neitz ein bo kabos tumas sholosh al sholosh. And Abaye understood that what he really meant was that no matter what the size of the beged is, even a sheer gadol yoser, it's not makabel tuma. The language of Rav Shimon Elazar of Kol Yotzim and Eitz, it shouldn't be viewed as translated literally as that which is taken from a tree. Let's say you usually made a beged from something that's not made of a tree. They used to take feathers, you know, from a goat, and they'd weave it as a beged. I mean, that also is under the category in this context of Kol Yotzim and Eitz, because Rav Shimon Elazar holds that only a beged of tzemer and pishtan is mekabel tuma, and in that sense, Abaye identifies Rav Shimon Elazar with Tanna Bei Rabbi Shmuel, who says that explicitly. Maihi, the Tanna Bei Rabbi Shmuel, here's the Braisa. Ho, v'nemru begadim. This is the Chlalu Prat. Ho, v'nemru begadim. In the Torah Stam. And the Torah doesn't always tell you exactly, befrat, what is the min, what is the material that was used to make that beged. But in one context, and that's in Tumas Negoyim, the Torah identifies exactly what the word beged means, and that's only tzemer pishne. The pasuk says va beged ki yebo neged tzaras be beged tzemer be beged pishne. So the Torah starts by saying beged, and then he finishes by saying tzemer upishton, to tell you what we call a klal with a prat. Ein beklal elamasha befrat. So there's no tumas negoim except with a beged that was made of tzemer upishton. And now we're going to apply a binyan av. And what are we going to derive from binyan av? From negoim, we're going to derive that any beged in any parasha, we'll see other parashas in the Torah which require beged, that means it's got to be a beged like the beged of Tumas Negoim, is Malahalon in Negoim, is Tzemeru Pishtan, of Kol, anywhere it says beged in the Torah, it's Tzemeru Pishtan. And again, just to summarize, according to Abaye, and this is where we were holding at the end of last week's Shia, is Rav Shimon Elazar is the same. In other words, here we're learning Tanit Tebei Rav Yishmael, but that's exactly what Rav Shimon ben Elazar had in mind as well. Again, if not for Abaye, we could have easily have said that Rav Shimon ben Elazar rejects the Klal Uprat, and he doesn't believe that wherever the Torah says beged, it means like the beged in the parasha of Tumas Negoim, and it's got to be Tzemer Upishtan. But it's possible to assume that Rav Shimon Elazar, in rejecting that Klal Uprat, holds that universally the word beged would mean any beged, of any material, I mean to say, even if it's not Tzemer Upishtan. And Dafkin Tumas Negoim, here's where we exclude anything other than Tzemer Upishtan. That's halacha in Negoim. Again, that's not Rabbi Shmuel, but this could be a very valid pshat in Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Rabbi Shimon Elazar is telling us that there's a difference between the shear of Gimel Gimel Etzbos and Gimel Gimel Tfachim with regard to Sharminim, and don't extrapolate from Tumas Negoim, where clearly the Torah says that the only beged for Tumas Negoim is a beged of Tzemer Upishtan, and don't extrapolate that to Dinim of beged beyond Tumas Negoim, although again, there will be a distinction between Tzemer Upishtan and other begadim in general, maybe in terms of the shear, where the shear is Sholosh Al Sholosh Etzbos or Sholosh Al Sholosh Tfachim, and that we can negotiate. But and that's Rav Shimon Elazar. But again, let's just emphasize in the parasha, this is the klal. You know, before we get to, I'm sorry, this is the prat. I meant to say before we get to the klal. When we get to the prat, which is Tumas Negoim, and the Torah in Tumas Negoim in one particular context of Beged. Beged appears in many different contexts, but in this context of Tumas Negoim, the word Beged is explicitly referring to and limited to Tzemer Upishtan. Again, that Rav Shimon Elazar cannot deny. But when we want to extrapolate from the Prat to the Klal and say Ein Beklal or Masha Beprat, it could very well be, if not for Abaye, that I would have said that Rav Shimon Elazar is coming to tell you, forget about Ein Beklal or Masha Beprat. As far as the Klal is concerned, once we go beyond the strictures of Tumas Negoim, of Bigdei Negoim, then we go to all different meanim, other than, even beyond Tzemer Upishtan. And those are also considered a beged. It could be that as far as being Makabal Tumah, remember we spoke about two categories of discussion about Tumas Begadim. Forget about Negoim, right? The Tumas Begadim is relevant not only just to Negoim, you know, that funny kind of, you know, color on the beged, but it's also Nogea to a beged being Makabal Tumah from a Sheretz, for example. And here already we're talking about the definition of beged of Kala Tarakula, which would include other minim, other than Tzemer Upishtan, But Rav Shimon Elazar says there still is a difference between Kol HaYotzei Min HaEitz and maybe Tzemru Pishtam. But Kol HaYotzei Min HaEitz is going to be a shear of Gimel, Al Gimel Tfach, a larger shear. And that could have been the pshat in Rav Shimon Elazar. And comes along Abaye, and Abaye disagrees and with this pshat. And Abaye says that even Rav Shimon Elazar accepts the klalu prat of Rabbi Shmuel, and that basically it's one in the same shita. And in the context of that shita, whenever it says beged, it's referring to Tzemru Pishtan, and other begadim are excluded from a shame beged. And if that means, for example, in the case of a sheretz, let's say a sheretz falls on a beged, then a beged means tzemer ufishtan, and that we're going to derive from Tumas Negoim with this klal prat ein beklal masha befrat, and therefore, if a sheretz would fall on a beged that's made of cotton, for example, even Rav Shimon Elazar would agree that it's not makabel tuma, no matter what the size of that beged is, and that's based on the paradigmic definition of beged, the requirement of which it's got to be made of either tzemer ufishtan. And now we're up to Rava. Rava Amar, Shloshal Shlosha, in interpreting Rav Shimon Elazar, Shloshal Shlosha, Bishar Begadim Ikebeinayhu. Ikebeinayhu means, here's where Rav Shimon Elazar would disagree with Rabbi Shmuel. Again, there's going to be, according to Rava, a chumra of Rav Shimon Elazar, and that was the way we wanted to interpret Rav Shimon Elazar before Abaye came along. And that chumra is going to recognize a shame beged in shar minim, other than tzemer upishtan, if you have shlosha shlosha. You don't have that unique, you know, status of shlosha shlosha, which exclusively applies to tzemer ufishtan. But what you do have is a shame beged if shlosha shlosha tfachin, which is roy, as we said, is choshev in the eyes of the ashirim as well. And that's what he writes, that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar islay uletanid be Rabbi Shmuel leslay. Tanabei Rishmoel has a klal pratu klal to define beged in general for any kind of kabbalas tumah. You know, so we're talking about a sheretz, let's say, that falls on a beged. And according to Rabbi Shmoel, that's not called a beged unless it's tzemer ufishtan, no matter how large the beged is. And comes along Rabbi Shimon Elazar and he says, I'm not going to accept the klal pratu klal. I'm going to admit that there's a difference between the prat and the klal. I'm going to recognize that difference. In the case of the Prat, which is in Tumas Negoim, there we require Tzemer Upishtan, but regard to other dinim of Beged, for example, a Sheretz that falls on a Beged made of Tzemer Gefen, Ledugma, is then I'm going to accept a different shear. If you read Rav Shimon Elazar's language carefully, I'm not going to accept the shear of Shalosh Al Shalosh. That doesn't apply to other minim, but your Shem Beged will be generated by Shlosha Shlosha Tfachim. And that's what I'll read to you here in the name of the Ran. He says that when Rav Shimon Elazar, the way Rava formulates it, says that this Tuma in a shear of Shlosha Shlosha, which is again the larger beggar that's Roy, shear of Arig that's Roy, and choshev even for Ashirim, and it is mekabel tuma, says the Ran, hainu dafka b'tumas maga. In other words, if a sheretz falls on it. But if you're talking about Tumas Negoyim, there the Torah says explicitly that Tumas Negoyim is a beged of Tzemru Fishton, and Rav Shimon Lozor is not going to argue with that. That's the prat that we spoke about, that in that context, Rav Shimon Lozor would certainly be on board with Rabbi Yishmael, because and nobody would question that with regard to Tumas Nigei Begodim, we require Tzemeru Pishtam. But when we go beyond that, and we're talking about a shame Begid in general, for example, if a Sheretz falls on a Begid, here's where Rava says, Rav Shimon Lozor disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel, and he says that it's only considered a Begid if it has the Shear of Shlosha Tfachim al Shlosha Tfachim. And the Gemara says, the Kuli Alma Mios, Sholosh al Sholosh b'tzemru pishtim v'tami b'negoyim. Again, let's emphasize the word negoyim here, according to the Ran. And to my knowledge, I don't know that anyone disagrees with this, Ran. But when we're talking about an orig, a little piece of cloth, that's Sholosh al Sholosh etzbos, and it comes from, it's made of either wool or linen, and it's makabel tumas negoyim, if it looks very strange, is everybody agrees that it's metami b'negoyim minolon. Meaning, how do we know that there's such a sheer katan, which, as we said before, for most people, ashirim, that would be insignificant? How do we know that that's significant enough in the parish of Tumas Negoyim to generate tumah? And for that, the Gemara answers that question by quoting a brisa going into the parasha of Nigei Begadim, and there it says in the parish of Nigei Bat, it says, Abeged asher yibo nega tzaras. And it says, Veha Beged. So the Gemara is going to point out that the first two letters of the word Veha Beged are superfluous. It could have just said Beged, and that would have been enough. Beged ki yibo nega tzaras. Why did I have to say Veha Beged? Is only ela beged. I would only know if it had the word beged. You need a full beged, and a full beged would be something that has the real chashivus of a beged, and something that the ashirim would also appreciate. And that's shlosh al shlosha. But shalosh al shalosh minayin. How do we know in Tumas Negoyim we have an entity called shalosh al shalosh etzbos? Talmud lomar. V-ha-beged, the extra letters, vav and hey, that come to include a piece of cloth that's very, very small. It's made of wool or linen, and it's makabel tumah, and we're talking about tumas negoyim. And even though the Gemara establishes elsewhere in Shas that Rabbi Shmuel in Kol Tarkula doesn't darshan the extra vav of a pasuk, but here it's a vav and a hey, and that even Rabbi Shmuel would darshan. So the Gemara now asks a kasha v'ema. Perhaps we should say l'rabos shloshal shlosha. I mean, it's true that you have a ribui here with the extra vav and the extra hey of the word v'abeged, but how do you know that's coming to include sholosh al sholosh etzbos, this minuscule piece of cloth that's only roi for aniyim? Maybe it's coming to tell you about shlosh al shlosha tfachim, that it's not considered, right, even though, just one second, we have to say the following. It's not a beged shalom. Again, we said it's chashuv because it has potential. Remember, we said that you could take this cloth and then continue your process of ariga, make it into a full beged. But right now, it's not a full beged. With all due respect, even if it's shlosha, it would not cover any significant part of your body. So that maybe we need a ribui for shlosha al shlosha. How do you know that shlosh al shlosh, which is not chashuv at all for ashirim at least, how do you know that that's what's being included in this ribui? And what the Gemara is going to try to prove now is that for shlosh al shlosha, I wouldn't even need a ribui. I would certainly have included it logically, or I shouldn't say logically, but in any event, from the psukim, I would certainly have included it under Tumas Nigei Begadim if it had Shlosh al Shlosh. I don't need the extra vav and hey of ve'abeged to include shlosh al shlosha. I need it for shlosh al shlosh, but not for shlosh al shlosha. Why not? So in order to understand the next Gemara, which introduces a kal v'chomer, we have to go back to the parsha of Tumas Negei Bgadim in Vayikra Yud Gimel. And if you take a look there in Pasuk Mem Ches, you'll find it says, O Bishasi, O Bi Erev. Okay then, so let's see if we understand what Shasi and Erev is. Because that's going to play a major role here in the Sugya. And Shasi and Erev in the Torah, Shasi is what we call the length, right? Because every weaving has the length and the width. So the Shasi is the length, and the Erev is the width. In, for example, wool, there's a difference between the two. The Rambam explains in his Pirush HaMishnayos in Negoim that the threads that go to the width, which we call Arev, are Ovim Yoseh. They're thicker than the Shasi, than Chute Shasi. All right. I don't know if we have to know that now, but what we need here is we need here Shasi and Arev. Now, I just have to emphasize that Shasi and Arev is also called Pekas, which is like a coil. Basically, you haven't woven the Shasi and Arev yet. We say they were chutim, they were just threads. Right, and you have the threads that are thicker than the other threads, the woolen threads, and now we're going to be ready to weave them together, in which the shasi goes in the direction of the length, and the orev is the chutim in the direction of the width. So like a tic-tac-toe board. And the Torah is going to tell me explicitly, as far as Tumas Negoyim are concerned, that even this thing called a pakas, which means it's just a roll of chutim, it hasn't even been woven yet, is mekabel tuma. If it has the shear, you have long enough chutim that if you would weave them together, you would end up with a cloth of 3x3 etzbos. I mean, that's not a velt, that's not a gigantic ball, you know, ball of wool. So that's where the Gemara is going to introduce a kal v'chomer. And since the Torah spells out Shasi and Arev, that they're included if they have a certain shear in Tumas Negei Begadim, and how much more so if you took that shear and you wove it together to form an Arev, that's a lot even closer to being a beged. Certainly it would be makabel too. I don't need a pasuk for that. So let's go through the kal v'chomer. Lav kal v'chomer, who? Certainly an Arev that has 3x3 Tfachim would certainly be Mekabel Tumas Negoyim. I don't need a pasuk for Shosh al Shlosha, because Hashta, the Torah says Shasi and Arev. Shasi and Arev, if they have enough of a length and a width, I mean, right, the two sizes of the chutim, there's enough there to weave them together and form a shear of shalosh al shalosh etzbos, as we said before, and that shasi and arev is mitame b'negoyim, and that's what the Torah means when it says obishasi oba arev, is shalosh al shalosh miboy. How much more so if you took these two threads and you wove them together, and you add shlosh al shlosh tfachim, which is even chashev for an ashir. Do I need a pasuk to teach me that such an entity of an orig that's made of shlosh al shlosh tfachim would be makabel, would be considered a beged as far as tumas negoyim is concerned? There must be a kal v'chomer. So again, we have this extra vav and hey of a beged. It must be telling me that an orig that it's shlosh al shlosh etzbos is tamei b'negoyim. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, according to your logic, we don't even need a pasuk for shalosh etzbos of an orig. Why? because the Yehachi Shol Shal Shol Shetzbos Nami Leisei B'Kal V'Chomer, we could also derive that from Shasi and Arev. Why? Because we're saying that a Pakas, just a coil of these, you know, these strings of wool, if you have enough wool in the Shasi and the Arev, in this Pakas, in order to weave them together and form a small cloth, which is Shol Shal Shol Shetzbos, and that's Makabal Tuma in the case of Pakas, in the case of Shasiv Arev, and how much more so if you took those threads and you wove them together and you made a beged out of it, so to speak, then for sure it would be Makabal Tuma in the Goyim. So why do I need a Pasuk Ve'a beged? So the Gemara answers, Ela Shlosha al Shlosha. In the case of an Arig that has the dimensions of Shlosha Shlosha Tfachim, the Chazu Bein Lashir Bein Laniyim, right? That's something that's Chashiv even in the eyes of Ashirim, you know, they would buy it in a store. Is Asi B'Kal V'Chomer. That for sure you could derive from this Kal V'Chomer Shasi and Ari. But the Gemara says that Shalosh Al Shalosh in the case of Atzbos is there, I wouldn't be able to derive a Kal V'Chomer from Shasi and Arev. Why? Because Sholosh Al Sholosh Etzbos, as we said, is La'nimu Dechazin, La'shirim Lo Chazin. So the Usher doesn't bother with it. It's not Chashiv B'Einov. He wouldn't even put it away. Is therefore Lo Asi B'Kal V'Chomer. So the Melo Aroim adds a little point of it, because you might ask, what are you saying that I would not derive Sholosh Al Sholosh Etzbos from a Kal V'Chomer from Shasi Arev, but Shasi Arev the Shir is Sholosh Etzbos. And certainly the Arig is greater than the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. So the Melo Aroim points out over here that if you that paradoxically, if you have a Pekas, you have this coil of threads, and you haven't even woven them, that's more Chashiv in a sense than what you would get if you wove them together. What does that mean? Because if you have a pakas of Shasivi Arev, then the Ashirim would buy such a thing, as long as it has some sort of minimum shear. It's got the shear of Kedei Larog Sholosh Al Sholosh Etzbos. The Sholosh Al Sholosh Etzbos in an Arev, that wouldn't be Chashiv for an Asher. He wouldn't bother with it. But he would bother with wool, or linen, whatever it might be, chutim, you know, these threads, right? Because he wants to accumulate, you know, a certain amount of threads. So he buys, you know, one significant amount of threads, which is called Sholosh Al Sholosh Etzbos. So again, paradoxically, in its raw state of threads, before he weaves them together, it has more of a chashivus. Here the shear is, the shear here of Sholosh Al Sholosh Etzbos is something that makes it chashiv even in the eyes of the Ashirim. But I don't know about an Arig of Sholosh Al Sholosh. So therefore, I certainly need a ribui of Ve'habeged to teach me the halacha that Sholosh Al Sholosh Etzbos, right, is considered a beged as far as Tumas Negoim is concerned. That's not something that I could derive from a Kal V'Chomer. And therefore the Gemara says, is lo osi b'kal v'chomer. So from CVR, if you could not derive this. Therefore, time of the kasvei kra, but it's only because the Torah said the word v'abeged with the two extra letters, that's going to introduce a ribui of sholosh al sholosh. And that orig of sholosh al sholosh is going to be makabel tumas negoyim. Holo kasvei kra, lo gamrina b'kal v'chomer. But if not for the extra pasuk, we would not derive this from the Kal V'Chomer, from Shasi and Arev. So just to summarize where we're holding now, in terms of Tumas Nigei Begadim, Tumas Nigei Begadim is limited to an Arig, a cloth that's made from Tzemer Pishtan. And nobody questions that. Not only that, the Arig that's made of Tzeremu Fishtan and it's susceptible to Tumas Negoim has got to have a minimum shear of Sholosh Al Sholosh Etzbos. As far as other Minib Gadim that are not made of Tzemer Ufishtan, then there's no Parsha of Tumas Negoim at all. Tumas Negoim is this Prat that is limited to Semer and Pishtin to the exclusion of any other materials. As far as the Shem Beged is concerned, for halachas outside the realm, the strict, restricted, exclusive realm of Tumas Nigebat Begadim, for example, in case of a sheretz that fell on a Beged, there, at least according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the Shem Beged goes beyond the limitations of Tzemer Ufishtan, according to Rav's Pshat. And Rav Shimon ben Elazar would say that there is Kabbalah's Tumah and a Shem Beged in other materials other than Tzemer Ufishtan, but only if you have Shlosha Tvachim al Shlosha Tvachim. So now the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Ema. Why don't we say that the extra word ve'habeged is l'rabo shloshal shlosha tfachim b'shar b'godim? In other words, who gives you the right to derive this smaller shear of an orig for tumas negoyim from the extra word ve'habeged? Right, again, let's go back to the pasuk ve'habeged ki yel bo neged tzaras. So the extra word is coming to teach you shloshal shlosh in tumas negoyim. Is perhaps it's coming to tell you that an orig of shlosh al shlosh tfachim, if it's made up of other materials, like for example cotton, we gave the example before, then perhaps it would be included in tumas negayim. And the Gemara now is, so to speak, oblivious to the prat that we spoke about. We know the next piece of Gemara. That's why we've been saying over and over again that in the parasha of Tumas Negoyim, there's a prat that limits Tumas Negoyim to a beggar that's made of Tzemer Upishtan. Right now, the Gemara is not aware of that. Now, just as a parenthetical ha'ora here, at this stage in the Gemara, if we use the ribuy of Veha Beged for Shlosha al Shlosha Tfachim in Shar Begadim, then in the case of Tzemer Upishtan, how would we have a ribui for Sholosh al Sholosh Etzbos? Now, I don't know the answer to that question, because as we said before, the name of the Meloh HaReim, you cannot derive that from a Kal V'chomer, but apparently the Svara that the Meloh HaReim applies is now not being accepted in this Kasha. The Makshin holds that Eochinami Sholosh al Sholosh Etzbos and Tzemer Upishtan can be derived from a Kal V'chomer from Shasi and Orev. And that frees up the word va'abega, the extra vav and hey, to teach me shlosha al shlosha tfachim in shar chomorim, in shar begodim that aren't made of tzemer upishtan. So Omer Kra, the Gemara answers, beged tzemer upishtan. Omer Kra, the Torah says beferish, it says beged tzemer upishtan. Beged Tzemer, Beged Pishtan certainly is a prat, telling you that the parasha of Tumas Negoyim is limited to this kind of a beged that's made of Tzemer, or a beged made of Pishtan. And we now go back to the klal of Ve'a Beged, and Beged Tzemer Pishtan in, Midi Achrini Lo. So when it says ve'habeged, and then it goes and says beged tzemer ufishtin, it means that the word va'beged is referring specifically and exclusively to tzemer ufishtin, and there's no tumas negoyim, no matter how large the shear is, in other begadim, other than tzemer ufishtin. So therefore the extra yitur, the krav, ve'habeged, the vav, and the ayah that's extra could not be for shlosh al shlosh of shar mina begodim, because there's no shar mina begodim in the parasha of Tumas Negoyim. And therefore it must be coming to include sholosh al sholosh etzbos in the case of beged of tzemer ufishtan. Again, this is now back to the assumption of the Meloh HaReim that we don't have a kal v'chomer from Shasi and Arev, and therefore we're going to derive an orig of Sholosh al Sholosh Etzbos in Tzemer Ufishtin, as far as Tumas Negoyim is concerned, from we're going to have to derive from Va'beged, we can't derive it from a Kal V'chomer. Now the Gemara asks, maybe, you know, the extra va'beged is coming to be marbe shlosha al shlosha, meaning three tvachim by three tvachim in shar mini begadim, that there is tumas negayim. V'yema, perhaps we should say ki imut mishalosh al shalosh aval shlosha al shlosha mitame. Maybe we have the mute of tzemer ofishtan only as far as this minimum shear of an orig that sholosh al sholosh, but the word vabeged is going to expand the scope of tumas nige batim to include other minim, but in other minim we're going to require the general shear of beged, the universal shear of beged, which would be a beged, an orig that would be significant in the eyes of the ashirim as well, which is shlosh al shlosh, and then it's mitame. And the Gemara says, "Trei mi utik." If twice in the pasuk it says tsemer opishtan, it says beged tsemer opishtan obe beged fishtan. That's one pasuk. That's at the beginning of the parasha, Vayikra Yud Gimel Pasuk Mem Zayin. And then if you fast forward to the end of the parasha, also Vayikra Yud Gimel, but this time it's Pasuk Nintes, it says, Zos Toras Nega Tzaras Beged Atzemro Fishtan, a second time. So Chad Limute Sholosh Al Sholosh, as if we had only one mute in the parasha Nigei Batim, we would take the lesser Chidush, and we would say that that's coming to exclude other begadim, other than tzemer pishtan, when they have only sholosh al sholosh. But now we're saying chalamut, we have a second miut, mi shlosh al shlosh, to tell you a bigger chiddush, that in shar begadim, even if you had the full shear of a beged, of beged choshim, of shlosh al shlosh, it still would not be mekabel tumah. And now the Gemara wants to clarify the source of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, according to Rava, Ula Rava di Omar, Shlosh al Shlosh b'shar begadim ikar beinayhu, which means that Rav Shimon ben Elazar accepts and validates the same beged, even beyond Semru Pishtan, as far as what we call the universal shame beged is concerned, and therefore, let's say, if a sheretz fell on this beged that has 3x3 tfachim and it's made of cotton, it would be mekabel tumah, and that has repercussions on other dinim in the Torah. And ulatana debei Rabbi Shmuel lesle shlosh al shlosh b'shar begadim. Right, Rabbi Shmuel has the klal prat that he sets up a requirement, a condition, the shem beged, the universal shem beged, it has to be tzera upishtan, and that we derive from tumas negoyim. And shlosh al shlosh b'shar begadim is not metame, correct? There's no kabbalas tumah. So let's talk about Tumas Maga, right? We're not talking about Tumas Negoyim, but Maga, you know, it's a sheretz that falls on an orig of Shlosh al Shlosh Tfachim in Sharb Godim, other than Tzemru Pishtan, Minole. How does Rav Shimon ben Elazar know such a thing? And here we turn to Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we'll start here on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph.